Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I'm your host, Sister Seven, and I am so glad to be here on this Wednesday evening. Wednesday, for the majority of us, is a day of fasting, a day of whites, a day of journaling, a day of retrospective, a day just to try to get ourselves together. And so whenever I make it to this part of the day, that means I have been successful in something. I have survived the day. And every Wednesday is unique. Every Wednesday, there's something special about it. Either the challenge will come from an unusual place, or the strength to deal with the challenge will come from an unusual place. It is always a surprise to me. I never quite know exactly where it is. And so today was a nice mild day. And even when I felt it get a little hot and spicy, it didn't. You know, right when I was like, oh, I know this is going to be the blow up of the day. This is going to be the fight of the day. It didn't. And I said, ooh, I think someone's growing up. And I think someone is outgrowing some of the childish ways of interacting and being, you know, maybe there's hope for me. maybe I can continue and be peaceful and remember my commitment to peace and to really, really apply myself in that dynamic. I felt so good. You know, everyone has their little accomplishments where they have them. So, and I take and count all of mine. I don't let a moment go by in my own mind where I don't constantly try to work with myself, either in a good way or, you know, even if I have to correct myself. Sometimes I don't get it all right, and I have to say, hey, sis, you know, you could have done a better job, you know, because it's true. There are times where I can do better jobs. I was so pleased with myself today about being able to avoid the flare-up, keeping myself in check, making myself the primary target so that I can judge all things according to me, you know. So many times we try to create rulers based on other things, and it doesn't usually work out for us. So I just want to thank everyone for making it here this Wednesday. As we had said on the radio earlier, our retreat was last weekend. Oh, my goodness. It was phenomenal. Those that had the opportunity to come really, really made a big difference. They worked hard. I saw the work. We felt the work. We were working together. And so it was amazing. Retreat life is the life. It's also a little tiring, but it was so dynamic. I really hope everyone, you know, every year we set New Year's resolutions. We create goals and agendas for us to work on. And I really hope that everyone allows their spirituality to be really high on that list. Having a spiritual base, knowing what you want to do and achieve in a year, in a time, is so very important. We have got to start thinking, you know, we think about career goals. We think about weight goals and health goals. We think about family goals. But sometimes the one goal that's going to make one of the biggest decisions on how everything else goes, we leave out. So as we get close to the beginning of the year, as we get close to just understanding all that we need to accomplish at the end of 2019, beginning 2020, I hope everyone puts their spirituality high on that list. Working on your spirituality is working for yourself, is working to create peace, is working to heal ancestors, is working to do all those things. So I really hope that, and one of the ways we do that is retreat. That's why I brought all this good stuff up. Make plans to get on that retreat list early. I'm going to produce the next date, November 1st. I will have the next date. Get into that date. It is, you know, I fill up kind of quickly because I keep the retreat small, but they're so packed, impactful. They're so powerful that it's worth getting on there and making sure your name is on the list. So I just wanted to share that real quick. And for all those lovely people that had the opportunity to travel up the mountains in LAJ, you know, I'm glad everybody made it back safely. And I really hope that the lessons and the blessings that were obtained in the weekend stay with you. Don't lose them on that highway back to your house. Keep the lessons with you. Keep the blessings with you. Last week, we were talking about, and it was a lovely show. We're talking about developing high spiritual character. And I had my co-host, my twin, Sister Faith, on. And it was an awesome show. If you want to listen to it from beginning to end, it is on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. That's where all the old shows are. And just commentary. I put a lot of the events there as well. So if you want to get that information, you can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page and get that. But the show was dynamite. And Sister Faith, she shared with us a story about King David and how King David had an opportunity to advance himself, but it would be done in a way that would be unpleasing to God. And he chose to not take advantage of a situation. Too many times we have situations that we think aren't going to come to the light. We think no one's going to know or notice, think we won't be held accountable for them, and that's not correct. You know, we have to have this high character no matter who's watching. My character, my reputation is something I fight tooth and nail about. There are other things that, you know, I'll turn the other cheek, blah, blah, blah. I try to be forgiving and everything like that. But when it comes to my character, when it comes to my word, you know, there's not many things that we have in this life outside of our word, you know, outside of knowing who you are and your reputation. And so that's something I take very, very seriously, and I always have, even as a child. It was very important that I be above approach. I don't even want you to ask, you know, I didn't have to get asked, you know, are you telling the truth? Because it was the truth every time, even if I thought it was to my downfall, it was still the truth, because I didn't want to be confused as someone who didn't tell the truth or was misleading or dishonest in any way. That was always something negative, in my opinion. So last weekend we were talking about that, and it was like, you know, really, really understanding how important that character is. And one thing I loved about it was understanding that that starts today. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't think you have to, you know, even if you've had a couple hiccups here and there, it is okay. You know, don't hesitate to get back into the swing of things because you had made a mistake or two. We all make mistakes, and it's okay. But what we have to do is make sure that we're working hard to keep our character high as possible. You know, that's part of the whole name of A Wonderful Approach. You know, I'm always looking for those win-win situations. How can everyone come up on a win with this? How can we make sure that it's really a wonderful thing? You know, that might mean that one person has got to sacrifice for the other. It might mean that, certain lessons have to be learned. It may be a little strict. You may have to wait. You may have to pray a little bit more, whatever you have to do. But I'm always looking for that wonderful approach. The approach that, you know, that I would say, what would Jesus do? And for those of us that are not Christian, what would God do? What would make your ancestors proud? If your ancestors are not happy with your actions, they're not going to support you. if you, I was speaking to a beautiful young lady today, and I said, who is supporting this decision? And if that answer is not God, ancestors, my guardian angels, then we got to find another solution. Your muscle's not strong enough. My muscle's not strong enough. That's why we go to God. That's why we go there. So, you know, when it comes to that character, you know, a good measure is, would our ancestors be proud of this moment right here? What you're doing, is that going to make your ancestors proud? All the sacrifices that they've gone through for you. So that's how we know what's high character, high spiritual character. And understand, we're not born with that. That's something that we have to develop, but we need to start developing it. The world's in need of it. I think even our crazy president came up in the conversation where talking about high spiritual character and talking about the impact when that character's not in place. So, yeah, it was an awesome show. Please go back and listen to it. It was really something to behold. And I can guarantee you that this show here and all the shows are spirit-led, and which is wonderful for me because I'm just trying to keep up with what spirit's saying. I don't have to create this. But this show came and spirit was speaking through our wonderful sister, Unique. So I'm going to see if I can grab her, get her on the phone line so we can say hello. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace, Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Working on me
awesome.
Wednesday.
Yo, it's not always easy. It is not always
working
easy.
On me Wednesday. Greetings and peace and blessings to everyone that is listening and those that are not listening, and the energy is out there and it's been spoken out, and so it's going to be.
Amen. 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 Now, me and you were talking, vibing, building, growing like we do, and the topic came up on stepping into your destiny. That's what we're working on today. And maybe an hour into the conversation, I said, well, I guess that's the show. Because it's more than a notion, family. It's more than a notion. So I'm gonna let you get it started. Just kind of where you were, where we were. You know, why is this important, especially at this time?
Well, to piggyback on the show from last week, in order to step into your destiny, you have to deal with your character, and you have to know who you are. So once you work on your character and you know who you are, then you align yourself with what God has for you. And a lot of times what we want is not what God has for us. So when we're born into this world, you know, before we even come here, God has a plan. And God already knows what our destiny is. But, you know, through the birthing process and what everybody else puts on you and, you know, just the things that you learn, you know, we have a tendency to veer away from that unless we know or unless we're guided to deal with staying in line. And a lot of times that's hard, you know. As children, you know, you can ask a child, you know, what are you going to be with you when they grow up? Parents look at their children, they're like, oh, well, I hope they, you know, they're like me. You know, I hope that they reflect the things that I do. But the truth is that they're here. They're a gift to us. And they're part of God's plan. And they have a destiny. And sometimes we don't know what our destiny is until we step into a stronger spiritual alignment.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Once you get there, you have to step up and step into it. You know, you said something to me over the weekend, which was a great weekend. I was very much so like Okay, because this came to me also. You don't fall back, you know. Even if you fall, fall forward, you know.
Fall forward.
So if you're gonna, fall forward, because then when you get up, you're a step ahead. So that's why we have to step up into our destiny and especially our spiritual destiny. And it's amazing how we upgrade everything in our lives except for our spirituality. You know, we don't put the same effort into that. We upgrade our phones, our kitchens, our cars, our clothes, you know, but we don't step into or upgrade our spirituality. So, and that's the most, and that's one of the most important things that we have to do, because everything else are inanimate objects that don't mean anything.
So they can't really grow.
You can't grow with that, you know.
The car doesn't grow, you know, you just replace it. You know, your spirituality, it grows. And even when it comes to our body, you know, our body, after this particular understanding of reality, our bodies don't even stay with us. Our spirit is the one thing that is our spirit is the one thing that will stay with us, that constantly needs to upgrade.
Yes, constant. And that's interesting that you said that, because it is, it's not something that you just do once. You know, it's something that continues to grow. It's just like we didn't stay in middle school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We didn't stay in high school. We didn't stay in college. And then even after that, we didn't stop learning. It's something that you continue to grow on, because you ever read something and you read it again, you're like, oh, I missed that. Yeah, so let's build on that, you know.
Yeah.
And then you build on that. You know how many times I've sat down and I started off with one book and ended up with 8 books on my desk because I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what does that say? Let me get my dictionary. Oh, let me go get this. Let me go, because one thing leads you to another, you know. So you have to be able to be open to it, open to the growth, which is, you know, great. And then, you know, have the character in order to push forward through it. So I'm so interested in and really ready to dig into the steps that we need to get here and what to do when you're there, and even how to maintain yourself while you're there. So
absolutely,
it's open conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All of that is so important. I have a number of scrolls. They're not even books. I call them scrolls, you know, spiritual books. You know, I think the Book of Enoch is, oh my God, there's so many different books and papers, documents that are necessary for spiritual development. And the first time I read them, I'm like, oh my God, my brain oozed out. I was like, oh my goodness, this is it. This is it. And then the second time I read them, I was like, one little word, I'm like, wait a minute, what if it means? And then that's a different path I have to go down. And then I have scrolls I have read 10 times, and every time I read them, I'm discovering something new. And so you're absolutely correct. Our spirituality is not something, it's not a one-time deal. It's not a, you know, oh, I did that back when I was, you know, and I'm like, and, you know, and also our spirit needs change, you know. So what we needed when we were beginning, like the children, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, you know, those cute little prayers, you know, that was all they needed, because their mama was praying for them, their grandmama was praying for them, the aunties and uncles, the whole church congregation, we coming to the baptisms and everything else. So all they needed was that little prayer, because they had so much else going for them. But when they reach the age of understanding, and for different cultures, that's different levels. But when they reach the age of understanding, we're expecting that Mickey Mouse prayer to kind of grow up a little bit, okay, and start to develop some insight, start to develop some meaning. And then when we become adults, you know, we have to begin to understand not only do we need to pray, but just not for our own selves, but for our community, for our environment, for natural disasters, whatever. And so, you know, everything is changing and maturing, and we have to recognize and accept every step of this along the way. We don't get to skip steps. If you skip steps, I promise you, you're going to have a shaky foundation, and you're going to have to go back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be happy with that go back. You're going to be like, man, I thought I already did this. And it's like, did you really, though? You know, think about it now. You may have wanted to have done it. You may have skipped past it real quick. But did you really do it, you know? And then you'll realize, no, I might have been playing the hooky. I might have been in the hall when they were doing that in class. And you get a different understanding. So, yeah, it takes a lot of patience. This is why I always talk about that mentoring idea and the mentoring support and knowing when you are someone's mentor and knowing when you need a mentor, because that mentor is going to help put you on that path and remind you, hey, you did miss a step. You know, you might want to go back and get it now before it feels like a big U-turn, like you wasted gas and stuff. Go back and get that now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a process. It is 100% a process. And one of the reasons why we're going through this is because we have some, before the year is out, there's going to be some major changes in A Wonderful Approach. There's going to be a major changes within a number of the members of A Wonderful Approach and all of those dynamics. And they're going to require that upgrade. It's going to require that we say, hey, look, I recognize that this is not a positive part of my destiny. You know, this is something I'm supposed to outgrow. And so let me outgrow it real quick so I can move on to my next step. You know, one thing about destiny is that it is it's a journey. You know, it's a number of steps. It's not just something that you'll wake up and do. It's something that you have to develop.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's preordained. You know, by God, before we even get here, like I said, it's a journey that you have to go on. And I think one of the first things we have to do is, you know, we have to acknowledge and speak into our destiny, you know, speak into our truth, you know, and acknowledge that you are great, because if God has given something to you, it can't be wrong. You know, and a lot of times, and I know even for myself, that I have fed into what I thought the yay and nay sayers, you know, what I thought I was supposed to do instead of really what God had for me. And you know, because you have your mind and then you have your mind gut, you know, and my father used to always say that, you know, when your head and your gut are aligned, then you know that you're working together, you know, because all of that, which is actually your chakras, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When they are aligned, you didn't even realize that's what we were dealing with back then. But, yeah,
okay.
You know, when those things are aligned, then you know, and they're working together, you feel it. And nobody can tell you, you know, that anything is wrong, because you know, look, Mom, I know that this is what you want me to do, but I really feel like this is what I'm supposed to do, you know. And then you have to turn around, you have to take care of that. You know, you really have to take care of yourself and take care of yourself throughout your destiny, you know, throughout your growth and development, throughout your journey that you have. And in doing that, also you have to, have a plan, because the old saying is, if you don't, you fail. If you fail the plan, you plan to fail.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And that's just not. You know, words. It's true.
Mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely true. Trust me. Go try to wing it. Go wing it a little bit, and then come back and let me know how that's working for you. You know what I'm saying?
One thing you don't want to do is wing it with your spirituality. You might, you don't want to wing that around. There are enough rule books out there, some things that you can follow, whether it's the Quran or the Bible or the Torah. You know what I'm saying? If you deal with Buddhism, you know, there are standards. There are basic guidelines that you can follow to help you. Just don't want to wing it because you don't, you know, you wing it and you go the wrong way. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Now I'm not going to get up out of this hole that I've put myself in.
Okay.
So,
okay. I've securely put myself in. You know, we talk about working on our destiny piece, and then I know for a fact that someone's on the line, and they're like, well, I don't know what my destiny is. And I'm going to tell you that's not true. You 100% know what your destiny is. You may have forgotten it. You may have gotten disconnected from it because of people around you. You didn't have the right people around you to nurture your destiny, but you know what it is. And one thing about destinies is that it takes steps. So it's like, you know, if you know within your heart, within your mind's mind, that you're supposed to be an artist, okay, don't be upset if you have to work a 9-to-5 while you're working on your art. Don't be upset if you have to do, you know, do the day job to keep the lights on and, you know, the artwork only comes every now and again. Don't be upset by that. You know, what's important is that you recognize that your life ambition is to be an artist. What's important is that you find ways to nurture that, even if it may not be the full time living in a cottage, doing nothing but painting. You know, no matter what the dream is, keep the dream alive on some level. Even if you're making a year plan, you know, I am a planner, and so I got a plan. Okay, I'm going to get this ready, and my execution date is a year from now. But 6 months from now, I'm going to do a little check-in and say, okay, are you moving towards this goal at all? You know, have you done the preliminary steps? You know, you think you're just going to wake up one day and you're going to be at the goal? Well, have you laid down any of the groundwork? You know, like my youngest son will say, have you Googled it? You know what I'm saying? Have you done the basic research to even find out what's required to do this?
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to, you can keep your dream alive. You can continue to work on your destiny, even if this life that we're living has you working on other things, you know. So I'm not saying quit your day job. But
please,
what
don't.
I am saying is, okay? and look, don't feel no kind of way. I am a reader. I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. That is who I am. That is what I do, okay? I work very hard at it, practicing, studying multiple different types and systems and ways of readings and everything else like that, okay? I have had goals. I'm like, oh, just wait. When Oprah gets her hands on there, she's going to put me on her Christmas list, okay? I want Oprah to be my best friend. And Spirit will tell me, that plan is not ready to go. And I'm like, what you mean? This is the best plan. This is the best thing since the bread slicer. I'm ready to go. And Spirit's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Go back, pray about it, think about it, meditate on it, talk back with your ancestors on it, do what you got to do. But that plan that you got, that ain't going to work. And once you get over yourself, you know,
once you get over yourself,
be clear on it, because Spirit don't care nothing about your little feelings. Once you get over yourself, you will look at it again, and you will say, well, maybe I can add this. Well, maybe that's a little aggressive. Or maybe, in some cases, it's not aggressive enough. So don't be dismayed if it takes you an extra go-round to get it done. The important part is, again, that you're working towards the goal. We just need you working towards the goal. And that is really the proof in the pudding.
Yeah, I agree. It has to. You have to have that motion. You have to build that momentum. You know, and it's just not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. Like, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you have to already set your mind on what you plan on doing and how you plan on doing it. Just like if you get ready to get in the car, before you get in the car and you're getting ready to go to some place that you've never been, the first thing you do is you put the address in your GPS.
That's right.
You know, that's your plan.
Right. How am I going
to
get there?
On your way. It's
going to
tell you how long it's going to take you to get there. How much gas you need, you know, if there's a speed trap on the way, you know, all these different things that's a part of that. So you have to set your mind and set your intentions. And it's daily practice. Like, I know that there's times I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to do this, and on my mind. And next thing I know, I hear something. I'm like, oh, no, she didn't. And hold on, let me get back on deck. I know they just didn't cut me off. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. And I know I'm supposed to be, you know. And the more you get on it and the more you practice, you know, it gets to the point where other things don't bother you, you know.
Absolutely.
And you just focus on what you need to be doing, and it's going to pan itself out. It really is.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying this because I hear myself speaking to myself because I'm working on this.
Okay.
So this is real, people. This is just not me speaking this out. This is real. While I'm talking to you, I'm talking about my plan. So me saying it out loud is now I'm being held accountable, world. You know,
amen.
I'm being held accountable for the words that I speak. I can't just say it to myself. I have to put it out there. But, yeah.
That's right.
Indeed. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Like I tell people all the time, I'm very transparent. I'm going to let you know I'm thinking this, I'm feeling this. You know why? Because I know I'm not the only one. And
right.
I say those things to say someone may be a half inch further along in one area or another. And I'm like, look, don't leave me out here looking crazy. Help me out. You know, tell me what's going on. Show me this. Show me that. And, you know, as we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper, you know, this is when we have to start to say, look, if you tell me that your goal is to do that, you're on the wrong path. You got to make a U-turn. You got to turn back around. You got to rethink this, you know. And if I am in the right mental place and you are delivering it in the right energy, you give it to me in love, I'll receive it.
Yes.
I can receive it. You know, so we have to go ahead. Again, this is why our mentors have to be good and strong. You know, I have I always talk about that caretaker position. And there's one thing, there's one thing the caretaker needs, and there's one thing I need for a caretaker. One, I need a caretaker that knows what I need. And then two, I need a caretaker I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
If I'm not listening to you, then we're wasting time. You know, we're not going to achieve the goal, because when things are going down, when everything is flying at me at once, when my haters got that extra little juice that they got going on, whatever, you know. So when all that's going on, I have to get to the point where I'm listening to a voice, and there's not a question as to sincerity. There's not a question as to helpfulness. There's not a question as to anything. I know that this is a voice I can trust. And then that becomes the caretaker. That becomes the mentor. And so we have to get to the point where not only do we have human mentors, but also we're working on that spiritual muscle. Without the spiritual insight, we don't have anything. We're too young. Human beings are too young to know what's really going on. Our vision's not that high. You know what I'm saying? We could climb to the top, to the highest tree, and still not have enough vision to see everything that we're going to need. So that's why, you know, we have to ask somebody who's already up that tree.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you see ahead? You know, what's going on with you? So we absolutely need that.
To elaborate on that, on that part where you talk about as far as the caretaker and, you know, reaching out for help, a lot of that does, and I'm speaking for myself, has to do with trust, you know. And in order to bring those people into your life, that's something that we do have to go to God for. We have to open up ourselves and ask God. Like there's a saying that goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will come.
Amen.
You know, so you can say that you're ready, but when you're really ready, that person's going to pop up. And that person is not going to be a yay-sayer. You know, that's that person that's going to tell you the truth, and you're willing to accept it from them because you know that they're telling it to you out of love, out of sincerity, out of honest, you know what I'm saying? And they, and you know, and you want to make sure that the people that you have in your circle, they want you in their circle because they're going to benefit as well as you're going to benefit. Heck, if I'm
that's
in
right.
a car and I'm going on a long trip, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the only person in the car with money, or I don't want to be the only person in the car, you know what I'm saying, that has all the tools or nobody else has nothing to eat. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no,
I'm going to share with you, but have something that contributes.
I'm a driver. All my passengers go to sleep. I'm like, I just need somebody to stay awake for about an hour, okay? They all.
But we can
snoring.
Drive though. But we can drive though.
I got pictures.
Just let me get my nap
of the boys. Okay. Knocked out, mouth open. I'm like, wait a minute, okay? So, like you said, your caretaker has to have the skills that you need for the journey that's ahead of us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's absolute. But, you know, when it comes to stepping into your destiny, there are a couple of things that we absolutely have to have. One is an honesty. And that's a big word. I didn't realize how important that was to me until I saw what happens when it's not there. You have to have honesty. Okay, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with your mentors. You have to be honest with God, angels, and ancestors, because they will hold, like you said, hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. That has to come from a place of honesty, though. You know what I'm saying? Because then you'll have somebody trying to hold you accountable on something you have no intentions on doing.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Don't hold me accountable to doing 20 squats every 20 squats every 30 minutes. You ain't gonna get it. So
and so what's gonna happen?
I might be able to get you five.
You gonna get frustrated? You gonna get frustrated? They gonna get frustrated?
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna get achieved. We
nothing's
won't
gonna
like
get achieved. We're gonna fall out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Let's be honest. And then, but don't tell me one squat every 6 months, because as your mentor, I'd be like, nah, sister.
Nah, that ain't gonna
I
work.
I need more than that. I need more than that, okay? That's not getting us nowhere. We ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can achieve it, though. I know you can achieve that. Come on, let's put a little work into it. So, you know, we have to have people around us, and we have to, for ourselves, be honest. You know, one thing we have to also be is brave. It takes a lot of bravery. It takes a lot of heart to move out of crazy situations. When you're talking about stepping up into your destiny, God did not create you for craziness, okay? God did not create you for confusion and everything else like that. So you have to stop and think, really, what's going on, you know? So you have to be brave to move out. You know, that fear of success is so incredibly real. It almost saddens me because I'm like, wait. But you have a better life coming. But that fear of success keeps people held at one position and really holding on to it for dear life. We got to move past that. But it can be difficult. It can be very difficult. You know, I know people that have plateaued years ago. And I'm like, I mean, plateaued, like you the big kid in kindergarten. I call people big kids all the time. I'm like, when you going to graduate? You got so many more years ahead of you. You might as well go ahead and get started on that climb. You know, but you so comfortable You know, one thing about our destiny, and I had to have a real talk with myself, a wonderful approach. We're going into our fifth year. It has been 5 awesome years. It has been an incredible journey, one that I've known about and I've dreamed about, and, you know, Spirit has given me confirmations on and everything. So I knew this was coming. I knew how it was coming. But to step out there and say, yeah, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to be spiritually mature. I'm going to do all these things. It was some heart. So 5 years from now, I'm like, woo, we did that. We got that done. And I'm so tickled. And Spirit's like, okay, I'm ready for the next step. I said, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We just got here now.
I don't think you realize what it took for me to get on this step, okay? This step still has moments of discomfort, and I'm still trying to find my way, and I'm trying to make sure I'm being right and exact and responsible and righteous and all these things. And what you're talking about, the next level. And they're like, the stairs. We told you that. You know, we told you were going to have to climb and stretch. We told you that there was going to be, you're going to have to learn new things and constantly be in that mold of learning and adjusting and growing and developing and all that stuff. Remember we said that?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, of course, I remember. I was there. But, I just got here. And they're like, yeah, no, not really. So come on. And so this idea of stepping into your destiny is so important that you almost get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, you have to get comfortable with being able to rest only for a moment. You know what I'm saying? Rest for a moment, smell the flowers. You know, we had some wonderful time at the river this weekend. And, you know, it was just an awesome time. And for me, that was a moment. It was a moment to sit, to think, to kind of reflect on everything else going on in the world, in my life, and everything like that. But at no time did I think, you know, that I could just park my car and that would be it. I knew that was a moment, and that there were other moments to be had. And for me to enjoy it for the moment that it was, and then to get moving, you know? So, the stepping up into the destiny piece almost seems to be like a continuous thing.
It is.
So, when you think about your particular destiny, before I continue, I love, love, love. Me and Sister Unique can do this all day, all night. And we do sometimes.
And we do.
But this is the radio program. This is the radio program. We want to welcome anyone that would like to join into the conversation. Do not hesitate. All you have to do is press 1. That lets me know, hey, I'd like to join in. I want to share. I want to share my destiny goals, or I want to share, you know, just honestly some of the stumbling blocks as well. You know, sometimes knowing what to duck for, what to hide for, what to seek refuge from can be just as helpful as knowing what to run after. So, you know, don't hesitate to press 1, and that lets us know that you'd like to join into the conversation. But Sister Unique, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to, you know, your particular destiny, see, I know you as an artist. I know you as a creative person, and not just one, not a painter, not a this, not a that. I know you as a creative person, meaning that whatever you do, you're going to do it creatively, you know. That's how, when I think of you, and when I think of your ancestors, that's how I remember you. So how has it been, you know, developing that? You know, when did that destiny get clear or clearer to you?
Well, I think it's all in phases, and I had one of those phases this weekend that just passed.
Okay.
But as a child, I've always been that I've always liked to take something or take, you know, anything and make something out of it. If I was lacking or thought I was lacking something, I will put something together. All praises due to Highlights magazines. I got some of the best creative ideas out of Highlights. And I just told how old I was, but yeah.
Yes, I know Highlights, that is. I'm with you.
And I used to sit there and I would read through the Highlights magazines and I would just go through and I would see things and, you know, make stuff, and I enjoyed it. And as I got older, you know, I was always surrounded by, you know, women and men in my family that took things and always made something. My grandmother, I never forget it. One summer I was up in New York and I was sitting there watching TV. And she always crocheted, she always sewed. And she said, here, I'm going to teach you how to make some money. And she gave me a ball of yarn. And I'm like, make money? I'm like, I'm not getting ready to make money off some yarn. And the first thing she ever taught me how to crochet was a blanket. It took me 3 years to make it. Because every single time I would make a mistake, she would make me take it all the way out and start over. And I got aggravated and I got frustrated and I put it down, but I would pick it back up. And I would put it down, and I was like, look what I do, my grandma. She was like, nah, that's crooked. Take it out. And I would get frustrated, but then I didn't realize that what she was instilling in me was about endurance, perfection, you know, taking pride in what I was doing. And that actually became a part of my business, which is one of the things, I mean, I tell people all the time, I don't like making blankets. I will make a blanket, but that's not my thing. But I love taking yarn. The yarn speaks to me. You know, to be able to take something and just make it and feel the yarn and say, okay, what do you want to become? What do you want me to create out of you? You know, and that's what I think God has for me, that whatever I touch, you know, I'm able to take that and create something that's going to help others or even help myself. So I know that's part of my destiny, you know. And this weekend I realized that I have to speak more into that, you know.
Amen.
It's time for that upgrade. It's time for me to say, okay, now this is what I was doing. How are we going to take this to another level? And no matter what I do, how is this serving God? How is this serving my community?
Mm.
How is this serving myself? Because we are our greatest gift to this world. One thing I've always said, and I continue to say, I do not want to die with my gift in me. I think that would be the worst thing that I could ever do, that could disrespect God, is to for us to die with our gifts inside of us. And that's our destiny.
Well, I hope it's your destiny. Okay, I'm just saying for the record, my birthday's in December, and I want me a hat and scarf set, okay?
You already said it. I got that. I kind of got
coordinate.
That, you know, over the weekend.
Oh, okay, did I say it enough? Hat,
yeah, you did. You did. As long as you ain't say doily, we were straight.
Yeah. And a doily on the side, okay?
And a doily on the side.
And a doily on the side, you know. And then also, you know, again, we're talking about work, y'all. We're talking about work. We're talking about discipline. You know, 3 years on a blanket, I would have been like, look, y'all just going to be cold. You're not going to get a blanket out of me. But, you know, we're talking about discipline. We're talking about making it work. We're talking about applying ourselves. This ain't no overnight sensations, okay? I don't know who does that. You know, one thing I like, I'm not into all the little crazy rappers and stuff, but I do like to hear people's stories. I want to hear how many hours in a studio it took. I want to hear, man, we were playing music in the mall, okay? And then finally somebody heard us. And then I like to hear, you know, we were giving away CDs before anybody. We were selling them out the trunk. We were doing this. I like to hear the stories because what all I'm hearing is I was determined. I was going to make it. I was not going home hungry. I went there hungry. I wasn't going home hungry, okay? And
right,
so when
right.
we think about our destiny, how much work and passion are you willing to put into your destiny?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is me. This is my destiny. I will fight
mm-hmm.
every single one of these individuals out here before I have to go back and tell my ancestors I was sloppy. Or
yeah.
I had to tell my ancestors I was scared and it stopped me. They're like, you can
mm-hmm.
be scared. It just can't stop you. You know what I'm saying? You can be nervous. You can be all of those things at once. It just can't stop you. And so it really, really took all of that for me to say, okay, I know when it comes to destiny, I can't play around. I got to hit this thing on the head. And when I know it's part of my destiny, I have got to work that much harder because I know not only do I have my ancestors looking at me, I have my angels looking at me. I got my children, godchildren, godchildren's
mm-hmm.
children. I got everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not trying to show them perfection. I'm trying to show them a good effort. You know what I'm saying? I can't
right.
promise perfection. Lord knows.
True.
But I can try you. I can show you effort. I can show you a good effort. I can show you somebody trying to win. And then from there, we'll take it from there. But I got a call that I would like to speak. I want to go ahead and grab the phone lines for a second, sister, if you don't mind.
I do not.
Awesome. I know this is my dear sister, Melissa. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Good evening. How are y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm sitting here multitasking again. I'm painting, but I am very much enjoying listening to the two of you talk about this subject. And I was going to be quiet. I really was. But as always, you touched on something that made me want to think on something. So there was two things. When you had asked Unique, like, where her understanding of her destiny come from, I am more of a narcissist than any of y'all really realize. So I don't remember paying attention to or getting lessons from people in my family. I'm just all about
mm-hmm.
whatever good time I was having. That's what I remember, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I know
mm-hmm.
In my lineage that there are folks who had their own. And my grandfather's one. He ended up with his own landscaping business and planting trees. And my grandmother, I'm going to say she had her own little green thumb because she had her own little ways of growing things and keeping plants alive and blah, 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 blah. So as I thought about that, I'm all like, well, they both gave life. And I know when I am making my handbags and in my own little creative zone, I feel like I'm giving birth to them. So I was like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can see that. And anybody who is going through anything, they're birthing things. Sometimes they're killing things, but sometimes they're birthing things. And I think
mm-hmm.
all of that is part of that whole destiny thing. Now, I don't know for sure what my destiny is because I'm not dead yet, right? But
right.
I know that the path that I'm on is to get better acquainted with my God. And
Amen.
In doing so, it's changing some of the behaviors in me to be a better person, like almost all the way around. Like I ain't there yet, so we just say it's a quarter turn right now. Right? We ain't 180 yet. But
uh-huh.
I'm on my way to 180, right? But I just wanted to say that because, you know, that's a hard question to answer. And it's a harder path to even follow.
Yes,
and when
ma'am.
People attempt to try to follow it, you have to give them an applaud. And I understand why people will give me applaud, even though I know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm very short in the glory of God. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, don't applaud yet. I ain't there yet. But I know that the fact that you even can identify it and work on yourself and try to make changes, whether it's for it or just to be a better person, like last week, the building the character, I think that's a good
mm-hmm.
thing. The second thing I wanted to say was, Sister Unique, my girl, you know, I love you, girl. I love you. So let me tell you why I like my electronic Kindle. because when I need the dictionary, I hit the word and it pop up. So I'm not lying. If you can, just try to get some electronic stuff in there, because you are going to have about 6 or 7 books. Right now, I got a few of them in my Kindle. They all got a built-in dictionary. Then I realized I need to download the Bible. I don't have that in my Kindle. Let me download that. Just throwing it out there, because, I mean, I know you're going to have to take your own notes and have that, and that's great, so don't stop that. But, you know, don't be afraid if you let your – I know a lot of spiritual work is old school, but when you can new school it, do it, girl.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Love you.
Love you, honey.
Love you, too. And she carries that Kindle everywhere she goes.
Okay, let's catch you know the definitions, okay? She'll get
yes,
it, honey. She'll get it.
She has 7 or 8 books on her Kindle. She's right.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, I want to grab this other phone line. We're going to keep it rolling because, you know, this destiny piece, it's important. We have to give people that opportunity to speak. So hold on for just a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, peace, it's Sister Faith.
Hey, Sister Faith, how you doing?
I'm okay. I just wanted to share, because I was thinking about, as I was listening to the show and thinking about the conversation, I was thinking about my destiny and the path that I've been walking. And the thing that I found is that whenever I'm on my path, heading in the right direction, I always have cheerleaders show up. I have encouragers to show up. I have people who push me in the direction that I'm going. They keep me from stopping. They keep me from sitting down. They keep me from turning completely away or turning everything off. So when we think about our destiny and a way to know that we're on our path, look at the people who are around you. What are the words that they're speaking to you? Are they speaking life into your situation, or are they not? You know, our destiny is so important, and our goal in this life is so important that you have to be mindful of everything around you and everyone around you. You know, we're always going to have a hater show up, but
yes.
Outside of the haters, who's pushing you? Who's speaking to you? Because sometimes we ignore the ancestors. The ancestors say, don't drive down that street. Don't make this left. I'm telling you, go straight. And we'll make the left, and then we hit traffic, and now we're late. You know? But if we had listened, and so that's the same thing with the people that we have speaking into our lives. We have to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with people who are speaking life into our lives and speaking, pushing towards the destiny and encouraging and lifting upward into our hearts and our minds that encourages us so that we can get where we are meant to be. You know, I know that I have had it in the last 3 years, that I've had people who have truly been a blessing to me and have and made me say, oh, excuse me, you know, you're supposed to be doing something different than this right here. This is cool. You cute at it. You're pretty good at it. You know, you look cute doing it, but this is not all you do, right? And so that's the only thing I wanted to share is you know, when we have people come into our lives, we have to be mindful of the words that they're speaking. And if it's speaking to your spirit, then you know you're on your path. That's all I have.
And that's a whole lot, Sister Faith. That's a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
While you were speaking, my spirit was listening, you know, and truer words have not been spoken. I know when someone is for me. You know when someone's for you. We know when someone's for us. But as society will teach us, we will give ear and listen to things that we know are against us. This person ain't never been my friend, but yet their opinion matters, you know. Now, I got my good friend here. They're with me all through thick and thin. They've proven to be good friends. But I give them limited ear space. But, you know, Facebook is on speed dial. What in the world? What in the world? You know, so we got to correct that. We really got to start to, you know, I talk all the time about, well, you know, everyone knows I don't really watch TV. And then I limit how much social media and other types of events that I get into and that I do, because I'm very protective of my spirit. My spirit is precious. You know, my spirit is of God. And so my spirit is, I'm very protective of it. And so I can't have it just in the middle of nonsense. And so I'm very, very protective about what and who I give my ear to. Because if you think about it, your ears, they're filters for your brain. The second that you give them, you know, license, you know, the second that the information is coming straight down your ear hole, you know, and that can be a negative experience. And with so much negative, I mean, the news starts at, what, 5 o'clock in the morning? So, you know, yes, we have to be informed, but, you know, what I don't need is my spirit dragged down by, intentionally dragged down by the other powers to be. I can't have my spirit dragging. I can't have, you know, that negativity just having a home with me. You know, depression, and I have to say this, and I don't want to talk about depression in the middle of destiny, but I got to. Depression will have us so far off our mix, it doesn't make sense. And so that
thing creeps up in. I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to, not only do we have to know what our destiny is, we have to get on the destiny path, and we have to protect it against that which will take us off. You know, and there's good distractions, and there's not so good distractions, you know. And we have to know the difference between the two, okay? You know, no matter what, though, we're responsible for not getting off that destiny path. I remember saying this a couple times this weekend. God has given us everything that we need to be successful. We have enough, everything that we need to walk our path. We may have to learn this or relearn something, but we got it, right? But if you are off your path, if God did not tell you, if God told you to walk, you know, you got the cliff rock climb. You got to climb up the cliff, okay? He's not going to give you flip-flops to do that. He's going to give you some steel-toe boots. You're going to have some reins. You're going to have whatever tools needed to get up that rock, okay? But if God told you to climb up the rock and you want to play in the sand, those boots will be close to totally waste of time and energy on that sand. You see? So God has looked into each of our hearts and looked at each of our paths, and he's given us what we need to operate on those paths. Now, you get off the path, then that's not, God's like, look, I didn't tell you to be over there. You know, oh, God, it's hot over here. I didn't tell you to be over there. I told you to be over here. Over here is cool, okay? Over there is hot because you have now left the umbrella of God. You know, God's like, I got this range for you to operate in. You way left. Who told you to even be over there?
But one thing that's so magnificent about God is that even though you stray, God is still going to be there waiting for you to come back.
Tell you to come on. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, girl, you back
will
now?
You please get over here?
All right. Now can we finish where we was going? Now can we do what we have to do? You know what I'm saying? I gave you the opportunity. Oh, okay. Come on back. You know, and sometimes it's I think that's that part of depression that people deal with, because you get off the path, you're like, oh, God has left me. No, God is just waiting for you to come back, you know. Yeah. And when you come back, God is still there. Every and everybody can leave you, but God is always going to be there. Even if you don't, even if you don't identify even if you don't identify God as being the sole controller of your life, it's going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? God is going to pop up some way, somehow. It's going to be a song, somebody's going to come by. Something's going to happen that's going to click. And you're going to be like, okay, this is what I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me make my way back there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people, you know, then there are times and places where you're like, well, you know, God's left me because I've gone so low. You know, I've not been a good person. I have made mistakes and lots of mistakes. And then I go and beg for forgiveness, and then I go and make a whole bunch more mistakes. And so I haven't been the best citizen. So that's why God's not with me. And I'm like, well, you know, there is no valley too deep where God cannot reach you. So don't think that, you know, you're somewhere where God isn't. God can get you from anywhere, you know. And all you have to do is to keep that mind open, keep your heart open, keep that door open. Don't close that door. And even if you did close it, open it back up. You know, we got to go back and get that, you know, get that protection. So, you know, there, you know, you can't get disconnected from God because God won't leave you. Even when you decide you want to leave God, God just never leaves you. A blessing. That's a blessing because Lord knows, like a kid in the candy shop, you know, we get into all kinds of mess. And then it'd be like, oh, my stomach hurts. You've been in a candy shop, okay? And you've been eating stuff you don't need to be eating. You've been doing things you don't need to be doing. And so, you know, God is there to take care of us when we do realize, maybe this is not the right thing for me. You know, maybe this is not the right thing for me to be doing. And one thing about destiny pieces, I'm telling you, we have all a life, what Sister Melissa said. I ain't dead yet. So, you know, we have our life purpose to go ahead and do this. What this show right here is about is stepping up into it. How do you step up into it? How do you see the fear, see the problem, you know, see all the ways it can go wrong. I was talking to my friend the other day, all the ways that this can go wrong. I'm like, okay, I got one way it can go right. My one way it can go right defeats all of your ways it can go wrong, okay? You know, so many times you have to look that in the eye and then keep moving. Even though, you know, it may be you sitting there looking at the bull raging down, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, my goodness, this bull is about to get me. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing.
Keep it moving.
Keep working.
That's right.
Sis, I got one more call that I got to get. And before we start getting into the prayer portion of our show, hold on for just a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings.
There you go. Greetings,
peace,
sister. How you doing?
Peace, sister Doma. How y'all doing?
Look, we're trying to soar with the eagles, okay? We're
yes,
trying to get all the destiny.
I see. I'm listening to the call, and I'm like, God, there's so many things that you can think about destiny, right?
Yes.
But one thing we don't want to think about destiny being final because We create our destiny. So when I'm thinking about creating my destiny, I know it's boundless, it's endless. After I get to one place, I can go to another. It depends on what
I
want. But I'm thinking about lessons. I'm thinking about this year particularly. I'm thinking about lessons in helping me get to my destiny. I'm thinking about what you said about the stories about the family, you know. And, you know, just took me back to a lot of things. Took me back to giving thanks to Mother Eagle Ministries and Mama Khadijah. Took me back to Sapelo Island and boundaries in working in my destiny, and I'm very proud to say this year I worked on that really hard. So I think for me, destiny looks like my dream board. Looks okay. like my gathering of lessons. All to become my best self. I look at my dream board and I'm like, wow, I did this 5-6 years ago, and without even realizing, I'm in the dream. I'm in that part of my destiny, and that's the part of creating the destiny. Whether it's a dream board, you know, whether it's a conversation like these, a wonderful approach has been a wonderful approach for people to get to their destiny. And talk about it and hear what other people have to say about it, and ask questions about it and sit and fathom on, you know, what's being said and know that nobody's alone in this. Everybody's kind of thinking the same thing, wondering the same thing, want to ask some of the same thing. Right.
Yes. So, absolutely.
So just want to take time to say I appreciate this question on the table, because I feel like, whoa, that's big. That's huge.
In my
leaving comment, I would say, you know, my destiny is still in the mystery of the miracle. Unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Until we become the miracle of the mystery. Absolutely.
Amen. And look, kiss at your little bird behind you.
I know.
Whenever you get in the car.
Did
you say hello, Ruby? Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
You gonna say And your name? I'm looking for a head wrap. I'm still, you know, a white head wrap. For these
from the show.
We got you, honey.
Okay.
We're going to keep you good and busy. You ain't got to worry about nothing, okay?
Okay.
We got you. Thank you, Sister Adoma, for your input.
Thank you so much.
You know, the birds cooing in the background was just, it was almost like background
cooing,
music
right?
for the depth that she was going, and I was like, yes, I'm with you. I'm co-signing on that, too.
We spent all weekend
with a group of deer, okay? It had to be about, I lost track. I saw at least 20, 25 deer this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It was
sizes.
Amazing.
It went from itty bitty, like just getting on their legs, to like antlers, having antlers, and they weren't shy, you know. And so it's always wonderful to have nature involved in our spiritual experiences and everything else like that. So you know, it was just an awesome weekend mixed with awesome people and spirit really working with us. And so the little bird was taking us right back to that beautiful
come right
moment.
Back, right?
You know, I hope that this evening that everyone's had an opportunity to really think about what they consider to be their destiny. Everybody knows I talk about my children often. My youngest just turned 14 maybe 2 weeks ago. And then last night, out of the blue, he just walks up to me and he's like, Mom, I want to be a reader when I grow up, so I need you to start teaching me some reading. And I looked at him, and I was like, okay. Now he's been reading people intuitively since he's been able to talk, okay? They used to call him the prophet, that when he was a child, that, you know, barely walking, but he reading people. And then to be turning 14, that life cycle, and to already have a clue about your destiny, I was like, this dude is on it. And so, and when you can practice can you imagine practicing at 14, what you're going to do with your eyes closed when you get to be 45, 50, you know? And so I was like, Okay. And then the next day, we're talking about destiny. And so I'm like, you know, spirit is really, really moving with people. And so don't hesitate to really, really think about, apply what you would like to do with your spirituality, you know, and include your ancestors in on that conversation. You know, there's not too much that I do that I don't let ancestors know, hey, I'm thinking about this, and what do you think of this? You know, what is your thoughts on this? You know, do you think that now's a good time? You know, there were things when my youngest child was younger, when he was an infant, spirit was like, no, you have to really focus on being a mother now. And at first I was like, ah, I got all my lifetime to be a mother. They're like, you got all your lifetime to do that work. But, you know, there were times where I had other priorities, and they were able to help me understand where the priority was. And so, you know, and that's still in play, you know, and that's one of the reasons I love ancestors so much, is because they have invested interest in you directly, you know. They want to make sure that you're doing well and that your path is laid out for you.
Yeah, this is true.
Sister Unique, it has been an absolute awesome, incredible show with you. You know, this is a big topic here. And sitting here, even saying, step up into your destiny, that's not no easy, those aren't even easy words to put together. So
it's not,
you know.
It's not. It's really
what would
not.
You like to leave the people with? Just in thinking about stepping up into your destiny, what would you like to leave the people with?
Well, I would like to leave everyone with a saying that one of my sisters sent me this week. And it said, stop asking blind people to proofread your vision.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, all of that. All of that.
Yes. Stop asking blind people to proofread your vision.
Yeah.
And when she said it, when she sent it to me, I didn't even have my pearls on. I couldn't clutch them. I was like, oh, okay. And it just clicked like, okay.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's a clicker for you, okay?
That's a clicker for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody knows my favorite line after that. You take that thought, and you have a great day.
Yes. When it comes to this destiny piece, if I could leave people with, you know, my little 2 minutes of understanding, I would say it's a process that doesn't happen all at one time.
Yes,
it does not happen all at one time. Do not be afraid of rethinking it, restarting it, looking into this some more, doing this research. It's okay. You know, just don't beat yourself up because you're not there already. You know, like Sister Melissa said, you ain't dead yet. You know, we have time.
Mm-hmm.
We have opportunity. So
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't have
and
to
enjoy
do
yourself
this all at once.
While you're doing it. That's
mm-hmm.
why I have to teach myself, enjoy myself while I'm in.
Amen.
I'm not here yet. I'm not where yet, because where I'm at is where I'm supposed to be at. So why not enjoy? You know what I'm saying? Enjoy
Absolutely.
What's going on right now. Just like over the weekend, you were cooking dinner. I was asking about breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Breakfast hadn't even got, morning hadn't even gotten here yet. But by the time I got dinner, I was like, oh, I enjoy this. This is what's up. You know what I'm saying? You cooking black bean burgers, I'm asking for pancakes. Like, and I'm like, well, what's for breakfast? But after I got my dinner, I was like, oh, well, I really enjoyed my dinner. It's the little things, people, the little things.
Yes. And you know, we do a lot of hard work during retreat, but we also enjoy ourselves, okay? It is an opportunity to share, to be around like minds, and
mm-hmm.
to not be that one that's so different. You know, we all different, you know. And
all
we're
different.
Because God made us different. That's, you know, we're not different
yes.
by choice. God made us that way. You
yes.
know, he loves us to be
it's
different.
Beautiful.
So we're
yes.
all good.
Colors, sizes,
so, yeah.
cultures, genders,
yes.
ages,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
demographics, locations. It's just, yeah, it's great.
It's great. It's awesome. I am humbled and honored every time we do this. After
mm-hmm.
every show, after the retreat, after everything, I am humbled and honored because I know there's no way in the world I could have pulled it off. You know, I don't even have that much energy. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I don't know where you get it from.
We're up at 7 and up at 2 in the morning and up at, I mean, we get it in. So I know
in.
It's not me because I
mm-hmm.
need more sleep than that. But it's spirit, it's divine, it's beautiful, it's educational, it's inspirational, it's all of those wonderful positive things. And I'm just glad that I get to do that and get to share it with people. So it is definitely an honorable type of affair for me.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, yeah. This is what we do. Like I said, if I got
mm-hmm.
a half an inch of information, I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share it with you. Even if it's just to stop you from stubbing your big toe, I'm going to help you. But we are moving into the very important prayer portion. And the reason why it's so important is because we know the beginning, the middle, the end, that's God, okay? We know the very thing that protects our mind, bodies, and soul, that's God, okay? We know that it is with God's help, God's great, you know, plan, God's love for us that we're able to do any and all things. So, you know, I really, really, really have to always give it up to him. God will always have a place in everything that I do. There's nothing I do that I don't put God first in. And those that have a problem with that, it is only your problem. It's only your problem, and I hope you outgrow it. So, you know, we're going to end up with prayer. You know, please, everyone, keep your prayer strong for you. You know, let this be something that you do for yourself. I'm going to ask Sister Unique to pray us out, but there's also going to be some changes, adjustments, announcement with a wonderful approach, and you can check out the Facebook page to keep an eye on upcoming events and everything like that. But Sister Unique, would you do us the honor of giving us a wonderful, kind word of prayer to end the show?
Yes, 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 yes. I will be honored to.
Mm-hmm.
Father, Mother, God, I want to thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in the midst of our destiny. I would like to thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, having the opportunity to not just correct the wrongs, but to acknowledge what they are and to move forward. And if we don't have the opportunity to correct them, at least to learn from them. Mm-hmm. I thank you, God, for allowing us to have a platform to where we can share this blessing that you bestowed upon us, to have a platform to where we can reach out to other people and we can give and take. The word is powerful, and it's a vibration and it's an energy that we put out. In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was God, and the word was
mm-hmm.
with God. And with
mm-hmm.
that word, worlds were created. The universe was created. With the word, you created us. You breathe that breath into us, and with that, we are taking that, and we are moving forward. Let your will be done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Let your will be done in all of our lives. I submit to you humbly, and I ask mm-hmm. you to come upon us, and I ask you to move us into a higher spiritual upgrade, a higher spiritual destiny. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And if we know that we have you behind us, then nothing else can come against us. These words were not just given to us to repeat and just to think about, but these are truths, because these are the words that you spoke for us to live by. You are our lives. We live through you. We have the heart of God. And with that, we will fulfill our destiny to be the best of the best of the best, because I come from the best. I love you with all my heart, my soul, because I love me. And thank you for making me the best me, the great me, and allowing me to enjoy me, enjoy my brothers and my sisters, and allow everyone that can hear my voice to know you are loved. And I love you, and God loves you too. Amen.
Amen.